What's up, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by the Club app, the number one online community for DJs where you can stream for free and not get cut off. Today, we have DJ Ald on the call with us. Hi, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
Hi, my name is DJ Ald, or Dion Claiborne, and I am in Jackson, Michigan, which is smack in the middle of the Lower Peninsula.
Awesome. We're super excited to have you on the podcast today. On the DJ Story podcast, we would love to hear, you know, how you got started as a DJ, and then, you know, talk about, you know, your intro to the game and how, you know, you were just working your way through. So we'd love to hear, you know, how you got started.
Okay. So, so I just was basically dancing in the clubs all night, all day, practically till I'd get there at midnight and go home at 7 a.m. And one of the things that I noticed was the way that the DJs created this magic with music. And, you know, even when you didn't, you were tired and you wanted to get off the dance floor, you couldn't get off the dance floor because the music kept you there. And the way that they would connect the music with the lights and create this entire ambiance was really powerful for me. And I have a lot of great memories from just dancing on the dance floor with friends. Now you fast forward, I'm about 58 years old, just finishing my PhD. I decide I'm going to learn how to DJ.
Wow. That's amazing. And congratulations.
Thank you. So that was about 3 years ago. And I started with a little, DDJ SB2. And I got a few free gigs. I did four parades and then a couple of after parties and other things like that, totally for free, just for experience. And I was really raw, you know, my beats hit, you know, maybe 75% of the time. But I was having fun and loving it. And then you fast forward to March 2020 and the shutdown. So I started going on Facebook and doing a little live streaming. I was still real raw. And of course, I didn't have all the equipment for good sound quality. And I had joined the Global DJ Facebook page that's run by Digital DJ Tips. And somebody posted on there, would you like to, we're looking for DJs to live stream. And so I responded, what kind of experience do you need? And they said, well, can you beat match? And I said, 80% of the time. And he said, sure, come on aboard. So I started with soundlabradio.uk or uk.com, I think it is. Yeah. Next week will be a year that I've been doing that. And oh my God, my having to show up for 2 hours every week really upped my game. Like I, you know, you have to practice, you have to collect music. And then, you know, it was rough in the beginning still, but I have gotten increasingly better. And just recently, February 1st, I started streaming on another radio, internet radio out of the UK called Rough Start Radio. And I'm the US ambassador. It's a brand new station started by two people I met on SoundLab Radio. So now I'm doing 4 hours a week.
Nice.
Yeah. And you know, I upload my stuff to Mixcloud and then I listen to it. And every once in a while, I'm like, dang, I did that? Yeah. Like, I don't even remember doing that. And so I'm 61 now and I'm getting my first paid gig. I'm doing a wedding in June. My heart is sort of in club DJing because that's my experience and festivals maybe, but you know, this is a friend and it's an opportunity to get some experience. And so, so I'm looking forward to doing that. And I've coordinated events before and in fact coordinated weddings on the day of as a gift to friends. So I have that background. I have some event planning background. And so I have some big dreams when we come off, you know, the insanity of the last year. And we can start gathering in some, you know, groups. I also do curated playlists. So I had a client who wanted a very particular playlist to create a particular ambiance. And so I worked to put that together. There was some, you know, she wanted some tension in it in some places. So, you know, I worked to create that tension with some trance and drum and bass and stuff like that. So
that's so amazing. And I'm super inspired by this story. You always have had a passion for dancing and being in the club and just being in that kind of space. And then eventually, you know, you've been through the education system, you got your PhD, or you're finishing your PhD.
No, I got it now, finally.
Great.
It took a long time.
You finished your PhD and now you've been DJing for over a year. This is a truly inspiring story. And it shows that you can do whatever your heart is set on. And if you go out there fearlessly, like you did, and are able to just find opportunities to hone your skills and improve and get better and just having fun, you can really make something out of your passion. And I'm super inspired to be hearing this story, because other DJs that are out there that are interested in maybe listening and taking the next step in their DJ passion, you know, this is a story where you can get insight on just how someone did it out of nowhere. You know, you just saw the opportunity and you just jumped in without fear and without being able to just have that self-doubt. You just went in and did it. And I think that's super inspiring and great for other people to hear that it doesn't matter, you know, how young you are or how old you are or your education level or your lack of education level. It really doesn't matter. If you have a passion in this, you can succeed. And DJ All is doing it. And I think that it's super inspiring to hear how much fun you're having with it. So I'd love to hear, you know, what are some things that gave you the confidence in the early days to just get started and do it, you know, at a time where, you know, a lot of people are actually moving away from the industry given the circumstances of the pandemic?
Well, I've always had a passion for music, all kinds of music. I listen to everything from classical to metal. Probably there's very few genres that I can't find some music that I like. So I have a giant, like, you know, iTunes sort of collection, and I just listen to all kinds of music. And so that really, you know, that passion for music is part of the reason. And the other reason is I'm 61 now. I can't really spend, you know, 6 hours on the floor nonstop. I can still outdance most people, but still, you know, staying up until 4 o'clock in the morning and dancing that long, there's going to be some pain the next day. So this allows me to, you know, continue with my passion for music and for dance music. And it also drives my song selection a lot of times, because if I can dance to it, there's a good chance everybody can dance to it. So, you know, and I just refuse to say no to opportunities. I've kind of always sort of literally marched to the beat of a different drum. I just done whatever I wanted to do under the assumption that nobody's really paying attention. And so I could just do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I'm always interested in learning new things. Matter of fact, just the other day, I decided, since I have a good track record of speaking things into intention, I want to learn how to work on cars next.
Nice. That's super amazing. A person that is always looking to learn and do new things, and you just go out and do it. Whatever you set your heart on, you just go out and get it. And I love that you manifest things into the world. That's why you just said you speak it into existence and it happens. And that's something that all DJs and all people interested in doing things in this world should do. You know, you have an idea, you have a passion, you have something that is on your heart. Go out, take the first step and go do it. And you'll reach success just like DJ Ald is doing. I would love to hear, you know, what about DJing that you love the most? Well, what excites you about the whole concept of being a DJ?
I still remember how intensely a mood could be created through music on the dance floor. And at that point in my life, I was 18 years old and I didn't have the greatest childhood. So it was shamanic for me to be on the dance floor. It really healed me. And a lot of times when I was having tough issues that I was wrestling with, I would go to the club and I would dance it out. That's how I sort of like healed myself in a lot of ways. So I believe in the power of music to make changes. It's happened to me. And I want to be the person that creates that kind of vibe for people where they can dance it out, whatever it is. And so I've always turned to music for different moods and for its healing power, even if it wasn't on the dance floor. That's how I discovered that I liked drum and bass. At first I was like, I don't know about drum and bass. And then I had a really bad day at work and I was going to play a bunch of punk rock because that was my music that I would use to sort of like get my anger out. And I thought, let me try this drum and bass. So I got on a streaming service through the software and I was mixing drum and bass and I'm like, oh, this is cool. I get it. And so I'm always liking to try new genres and find the power within each genre.
Wow. That's really great. And it shows that you have taken something that has helped you and you're using it to help others. And that's truly amazing. And I feel like all DJs should, you know, take notes of this because your experiences matter and the things that you've done in life and the things that you've experienced and have felt can be used in your career, in your DJing sets, that you can use your experiences to help other people. And you have the ability to control the mood and the vibe of the environment that you're in and playing for. So use your talent, use the things that you know to really serve people. And I think that is super important that you consider that in each set. Who's your audience and how can you help and serve them in any way possible using your music? And I would love to hear, you know, some of the things that you think are going to happen, you know, in the future of this industry. You know, the COVID-19 pandemic has rapidly disrupted and changed the DJ landscape. You know, what are some predictions you have for what's coming next and how do DJs navigate in this industry during this time?
Well, you know, I don't have a lot of experience pre-COVID, right? So the bulk of my experience has been live streaming. And I think live streaming will be a viable source of sort of gaining a reputation and experience and an audience. And then, you know, when the clubs come back, that's going to be your portfolio as well. Like I upload on Mixcloud my sets after I do that. And so that's a portfolio that I can point people to and show them my skills in different genres, you know, how many hours of, you know, of DJing I have sort of under my belt. I don't post everything because, you know, some days are not as good as others. But, you know, I post enough for them to get an idea of the kind of music I play and the different genres that I can play. My sweet spot is kind of new disco and house, all kinds of house. But I like to do trance. I like to do drum and bass. In February, I did a whole set on Black producers and DJs. Which was really fun. The music was great. And I like to do things that are subtle, that amuse me, frankly. Like I played a remix of Jolene by Dolly Parton and then followed it with Midnight Sky by Miley Cyrus because Miley is Dolly's goddaughter. So only people who are like most interested in the tiniest little facts would pick up on that probably.
Love it.
So in terms of the business, I'm not sure. You know, I live in a small city. It really only had one dance club and that club may not even be open now. I don't know if they were able to sustain throughout the pandemic. We live in Michigan and of course our governor has been pretty proactive about lockdowns and you know keeping, you know, inside dining and bars, inside bars sort of restricted for a while to try and control the pandemic here. She's done a pretty good job. I know a lot of people would disagree with that, but she's done a pretty good job. But it's been a hard hit for the hospitality industry. I also think, you know, being creative with what you can offer. Like maybe it won't be a club. Maybe it'll be something else. Maybe it'll be like a morning workout in a park, or meditative music for yoga, or something like that, right? So I believe in sort of creating opportunities as well, just going up and say, hey, I do this. How can I, you know, work with you? You work with me. It becomes mutually beneficial.
That's great. I think that the direction that the industry is going, by leveraging live streaming and technology, you can really position yourself to do well. And it kind of leveled the playing fields where new people can get into the business and they can compete. And it's important for DJs that are new, it's important for DJs that have been in the game for a while, to don't let this opportunity pass you by.
No.
Take advantage of what's going on right now and just kind of be able to pivot and prepare for what's to come. So I really appreciate what you said and how you brought the importance to this being your resume, this being your portfolio, and leveraging this time not to just sit around and wait for things to get back to, you know, the old ways of in, you know, club parties and events, but being able to just take advantage of what's going on right now. I think that you highlight that very well. So thank you for that. You know, I would love for you to just provide any advice that you think, you know, that is super important for DJs that are wanting to get started in today's environment. You know, what's some advice that you wish you knew when you got started that you do know now?
I think first, you don't have to necessarily start with some kind of super expensive setup. And in fact, it's probably not wise, because you want to make sure that you're going to stick with it. But what I wish I'd known is, you know, sort of what the club scene setup is, because I started out with an SB2, and recently I bought a DDJ-400, Pioneer DDJ-400, because it most closely replicates the club situation with the way the loops are set up and the effects are set up. So, you know, I think it's important to think, even early on, to think about where you think you want to go with this. If you want to make this a business or a side gig that pays, and you want to do weddings, or you want to do corporate events or things like that, what do you need for that? If you want to do clubs or festivals, what do I need for that? And do research to allow yourself to grow. Like ultimately, doing the 2 hours per week, I quickly sort of outgrew the SB2, and I ended up purchasing a Neumark NS62, which is a great controller. I absolutely love it. It's not like the clubs, but it gives me a ton of room to grow, because it's 4-channel. It has 2 external inputs, so I can attach turntables or CDJs to it. And it just has a lot of flexibility. So I've been able to really develop my skills, because I have sort of more at my fingertips to use. But I realized later on, I mean, it was also what I could afford at the time. So you have to balance affordability with sort of growth. It was what I could afford. It's what I could afford now too. I mean, it just was what I could afford. But the DDJ 400 now allows me to practice and get familiar with the club layout without, you know, spending $1,000 or more, even on a controller that would replicate that.
Great advice. super, super appreciative of it. So yeah, definitely, you know, take your step in cheaply ways, you know, do different things that can get you started, but not cost you an arm and a leg, and, you know, work your way up. I think that's a super low risk way of getting started. And as you progress with the cheap equipment and the things that you already have and own, you can move up and invest more into it in a risk-free or low-risk way.
Right. And I also think, you know, knowing if you want to turn this into a business or turn this into something that you want to do as a job, like be a resident DJ in a club or play festivals or whatever, then that requires learning on professional equipment. And that also requires trying to figure out how to get that business started, right? And so it really sort of depends on what you want to be when you grow up in the DJ world, because they're different animals. Event, sort of like weddings and corporate event things, that's a whole serious business with a lot of competition and a lot of work and a lot of equipment, versus club or festival, where usually the equipment is there and you don't have to invest so much. And it's maybe, you know, showing up maybe on Saturday night an hour early to get set up and, you know, get your vibe going. But it's a whole different ball game. So it really depends on, you know, what a person thinks that they want to do. And also, if you just want to play in your person cave for friends, then that's another thing to know about yourself and just say, this is a hobby. I'm having fun with it. I'm not going to make money with it. And that's fine.
Agreed. This is some great advice. I hope everyone listening is really taking notes. She's dropping some really amazing gems. At this time, we're going to jump right into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yes.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Okay. So I use Virtual DJ as my software, in part because it made broadcasting super easy for the radio stations. And I like its flexibility and the huge amount of hardware that it supports. I use my primary controller is the Neumark NS6-2. I really love that because, like I said earlier, it allows me to grow. Like, I still haven't tapped the full potential of the equipment. My backup is a DDJ 400 that I'm practicing on. Gives me club experience. I just have two Edifier. I have a Edifier monitors because that's what I could afford. It was $100 on Amazon. They have pretty good sound. I use Audio Technica headphones. Again, not the most expensive, but not the cheapest. And I've picked up other equipment used. I just bought a Stanton T62 turntable and a Neumark M6 USB 4-channel mixer that I bought used. So I buy a fair amount of equipment used as well, just to add things that I can, even if I'm just, you know, messing around at home.
Besides yourself, who's your favorite DJ?
Oh, I have so many women DJs that I support and love. Zaysha, the number one DJ in New Zealand, female DJ in New Zealand, is amazing. And she's just, you know, New Zealand has done really well in the pandemic in terms of controlling it. And so she's just doing festivals right and left. It's been amazing. DJ Reborn out of Brooklyn. She's also amazing. As a matter of fact, she's playing tonight, on Twitch. And Natasha Diggs from Soul in the Horn, also out of New York. And DJ Blue Monday, also out of New York. And DJ Alibi, out of San Diego. And DJ, I think it's Chi Chi Fruit, out of Chicago. All mostly female DJs, because they were my role models when I was first starting out, and they still are. And I want to support the women in the industry, DJ Rebecca too.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at and why?
So in 2018, there was a parade in Jackson called the Rose Parade. And every year it has a theme. In that year, it was decades. And so our group decided to do a 70s disco themed decade. And so we had a float with painted on, like the, remember when the, we might not remember, but back in the day, they used to, sometimes they had plexiglass floors with different colored lights on them. So we did that. We had a disco ball and I was on the back of the truck playing 70s music. And we mainly used YMCA, not my favorite Village People song, but YMCA to sort of get the crowd going at different points. And you could hear the music two blocks away. It was so much fun. And we won the grand prize for the parade.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
Oh man, it's so hard to generate an audience. Like I'm so frustrated that Facebook is so restrictive about it because it's really hard to migrate people out of the social media, out of Facebook or Instagram to another source. Like I have almost 700 friends on Facebook. I can't get them to migrate over to Twitch or over to Mixcloud. So that's really frustrating. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. It's you know, and then there's some DJs who can afford to buy the rights and can stream on those platforms, or at least on Instagram, no problem. So that's probably the biggest challenge is generating an audience. And that requires a lot of social media presence just to try and pump up your, you know, your friends. I'm going to be playing here. Listen here. You can listen to it later for free here. And just kind of always sort of pushing, you know, I have, you know, 100 hours of music you can listen to for free. Why don't you want that?
Shout out to DJs you know personally whose story needs to be shared on this podcast.
Oh, DJ Reborn, DJ Blue Monday, DJ Natasha Diggs, all women of color, all doing amazing stuff, all been in the business for a while, all can like DJ by ear, and doing amazing things with music. I mean, I listen to them regularly and always learn something new and I'm shazamming songs right and left.
Awesome. We look forward to hearing their stories on the podcast. And any DJs interested in being on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
So online, I have a public page on Facebook. Just search DJ Ald. On Instagram, it's at DJ Ald _DMC. At Twitch, it's at DJ Ald _DMC. Mixcloud, you can find me under DJ Ald. I think that's everything. Right now, I'm not unfortunately playing live in person.
Great. Well, this is an amazing interview. Super happy to have you on the My DJ Story podcast. And everyone, please check out DJ Ald. She's doing some amazing work and we're super excited to watch her journey. Thank you for being on the show and looking forward to staying in touch.
Thank you so much. It was a great pleasure to be here.
Are you a DJ? Well, we want to hire you as one of our official The Club virtual DJs. We've been working hard to source hundreds of paid virtual gigs, and we need DJs of all kinds that are interested in getting paid to curate virtual events for our clients. Whether you're a new DJ just getting started or a veteran in the game, we have paid gig opportunities for you. Text I'm in to 609 201 1027 to get notified for paid gig opportunities from the club. Tell a friend. We look forward to working with you. Now back to the podcast.